Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana, statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, we got a Frego for you here to kick off the hour. Originally coming in, walking into the studio this morning, we were going to have open phone lines for the next 2 hours. And we still pretty much, it's still pretty much going to be open phones starting around 8:20 this morning. We'll open up the phone lines to anything and everything you want to talk about on the show. And, you know, if you're Francis in Big Fork and yesterday you were in your seats ready to attend the Tulsi Gabbard-Tim Sheehy rally in Kalispell, well, that's great. That was a great photograph that we got to see, by the way. Well, now you're back home and you can call into the show. We'll start opening up the phone lines here at 8:20 this morning. But we've got a couple of gentlemen with the Shriners International, with the Shriners that are here in studio. They've been kind of making the rounds with the radio stations here and down the hall from us. And we thought, hey, yeah, let's come on in. Come join us in this 8 o'clock hour of the show, because we've got the big East-West Shrine football game kicking off tomorrow night. This year, it's taking place in Billings, Montana, but of course, they're broken down east to west, so you're going to have kids from Butte, you're going to have kids from Kalispell, Great Falls, Billings, all across Montana that are taking part in this big event. Lucky Siebert is a past potentate with the Shriners in Billings. Lucky, thanks for dropping in. Good to see you.
Good morning, Aaron. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How you doing?
Very fine.
Yeah. It's important to note that all of the funds for this football game, folks can not only go watch some great football, some great Montana kids, all of the money goes to a very good cause here too, right?
Yes. 100% of the profits go out to the Spokane Shriners Hospital, where my daughter was an actual patient out there too.
Really?
Got me into the Shrine.
Wow. What are they able to do for kids?
Oh, we service many areas, but most of it's we do some spina bifida, we do some cerebral palsy work, braces, effects. Tim here, he has some great information about the hospitals.
Yeah, Tim Forbes is the marshal for the board of directors for the Shriners International. So you came all the way up from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good to see you as well.
Good to see you, Aaron. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, talk a little bit about what these Shriners hospitals do for kids.
Shriners has quite a large, they do cranial, facial, they do cleft lip and palate, scoliosis, cerebral palsy, as you said, many different things that we do with prosthetics and the children that we help. It's amazing when we take kids that have some challenges, as we put it, and we allow those kids to be kids. It's just a phenomenal way what we do wraparound care. So we take the parents, we counsel with the parents, teach them how to work with the kids, have fun with the kids. It's amazing when you see a child develop that may not or not have a limb deficiency where they came out from birth, and they're able to tie their shoe with one hand. They're able to, you know, ride a horse with half a leg. You know, they get on, they do things, and we get kids to be kids.
Yeah, it's remarkable, and it's thanks to the efforts of your Shriners and generous donation support out there from across Montana, across the country. Really, you were just down in South America. I mean, you guys are doing work all over the world. All right, we'll take a quick break here on Montana Talks. More ahead as we talk about the East-West Shrine game and some of these great athletes that are playing in the game tomorrow night.
Since you were in America.
On the same day President Biden signed a new 10-year security agreement with Ukraine at the G7 summit in Italy. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin held a meeting of the multinational Ukraine Defense Contact Group in Brussels.
Ukraine matters to the United States and to the entire world.
The secretary said Ukraine will not be allowed to fire American weapons deep into Russia, but will be allowed to continue firing at Russian-based systems attacking Kharkiv.
We will continue to find new options to get Ukraine the air defenses that it needs to defend its skies. And we will continue to move heaven and earth to get Ukraine what it needs to live in freedom.
Joint Chiefs Chairman General C.Q. Brown added that the principle involved in defending Ukraine matters.
Might does not make right, but might does shape outcomes. Through this contact group's collective support of Ukraine, we are aligning the might of this world with what is right.
Jimmy Ritzker, Fox News.
Bullet points.
I'm Eben Brown. Second Amendment rights are pretty absolute, as court decision after court decision seems to prove. Of course, if you find yourself convicted of a felony, you might lose that right to arm yourself. Former President Trump has long held an actual New York City concealed carry permit back from before the Supreme Court's Bruin ruling, when getting one meant proving to the NYPD you really had a pressing need, like you were a celebrity whose life was in imminent danger. Now the NYPD says they have to revoke that permit because as a convicted felon in New York State, the former president can't own guns, even though the felony was nonviolence. President Trump, however, lives mostly in Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis has already said he would direct the clemency board to at least ensure the former president's voting rights. The former president still has a Secret Service detail, and they're all armed. And those are your bullet points. I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Insurance agent.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, jumping right back into it. Yeah, nice visit here by our friends with the Shriners International and this East-West Shrine Game. You know, they move it around three different locations. So this year it's in Billings, taking place tomorrow night at Dallas Stadium. So, hey, folks from across Montana will certainly be traveling to Billings for the big football game. Basically kind of like an all-star game, right, Tim? It's kind of like an all-star game. Some of the best kids from the East, some of the best kids from the West facing off in this big game.
Correct. And the coaches are the ones that pick the players. So it's from the coaches here in Montana. They select and pick the players that will be playing.
Yeah, lucky you had a relative play in the game back then. Tell us, I guess, give us some of the details for the game for folks who maybe were thinking, hey, I didn't have any plans this weekend yet anyway. Why not take a little road trip, or if you're in Billings, drive downtown to the big game.
Kickoff's at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. I'm sure you can get in by 6, and cost of the ticket's probably less than a Big Mac. So come on down and enjoy it. It's a great stadium. It's a turf field, so plays well. So.
Yeah, and Tim, you were saying that last night there was a little bit of a get-together for the kids that are playing on the East team, and there's a little bit of a family tradition now. The game is 75 years old. And
actually, 77 years old.
77 now.
77 okay. years old now. And the East players all got together last night. I was fortunate enough to get into town in time to go out to that event. And they were going to the bowling alley, and at the bowling alley we had four dads that were there serving food, and they put the food up. And I'm going to shout out to these guys because I'll tell you what, it was amazing. It was good food. Derek Tracy, John Roberts, Wade Reynolds, and Todd Buchanan. And out of those four gentlemen that were serving last night, three of them, actually have players in the game, and the fun part is all four of those guys played in previous games here in Montana. So they were part of the East-West Shrine football game themselves, and now they have kids that are playing in the game this time.
Such a great tradition, and you know we all love our football too. So this is kind of a nice little early summer game before we really start gearing up in August for great high school football, college football, and more. Lucky Siebert, you're a past potentate in the Billings area for the Shriners. What's membership looking like in Montana for the Shriners?
Membership has been on a decrease, as most of the fraternities in the state are seeing. But we have finally hit a low plateau, it looks like, that we are leveling out and we are starting to climb back up because we've had some people that want to get back into socializing, and the Shrine is a great place for that. And we'd love to invite anybody to contact the Shrine here or the Shriners International to see where they could join as a Shriner.
So many of these service organizations, Tim Forbes, we were talking a little bit during the break, they started like, you know, after World War I, and it was service members who wanted to continue serving and serving their communities and serving their country. And so that's where a lot of these, you know, fraternal organizations, service organizations really got big. And I wonder, as more of these post 9/11 veterans and others retire from the military, come back home, will they then fill the ranks of some of these service organizations once again?
We're seeing that come to fruition, and we're seeing a lot of the guys coming out of the military or even still in the military. I'm out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, and there's a lot of folks that are in the Air Force base out there that belong, and they come out and have a good time. And when, as they travel from location to location, you know, that community involvement and everything that goes along with just about every military base kind of goes hand in hand with what the Shriners do in helping the kids, and that transcends on through. And we're also seeing a lot of the younger generation right now coming out to do more socializing post-COVID. So now that they're coming out of that, they're wanting to get involved in the communities. They're wanting to do more than just sit there behind the Game Boy and have some fun. And so they get out and they see what the Shriners are doing to have fun and help kids at the same time. And so they join, and it goes on from there.
So, Lucky, what are you doing to have fun? What's it like being a Shriner in Montana?
Well, we have we just moved out to Black Horse, and we've got the mud bogs out there now. So like 7 or 8 events this year where we're doing that. Shriners have a multitude of things. We're trying to change and adjust to the new person coming in. We're trying to find that niche for them. So there's the brew pub, there's the cigars and bars, there's...
I hear you on the cigars. I got our Tatanka cigar sign that our friend Ken Weinheimer brought in from Helena, and then I just popped over to Stogie's yesterday and got a nice Flathead Lake Monster cigar that Big Sky Cigar Company
does.
Yeah, you
know, there's still those traditional ones, the Clowns, the Provost Guard. Those are ones that have been staples for years and years. Clowns are having trouble getting guys to get into makeup nowadays. But there's a lot of new things.
Really? I thought guys getting into makeup is more of a thing these days.
Not Montana too much.
That's
but,
right. Yeah.
But there is cosplay, and that's the new thing that's coming up, and it's the costume players.
Oh, sure.
Cosplay. So that's one of the new things that's starting to
emerge. Interesting. And then, Tim Forbes, you know, you're part of the board of directors for Shriners International. You were just in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Very international organization. And what's happening with the Shriners International?
We actually last year helped 140 different countries' kids. So we help kids from all over. When something goes wrong, it's the focus is how do we help kids? And it's regardless of somebody's ability to pay. If they have insurance, great. If they don't have insurance, great. I mean, we're going to try and take care of the kids, and that's the main focus. And we tout the fact that we've got the best care anywhere. So if a child needs some help and you know somebody that might need something,
reach out
to a Shriner. And for those that want to, tomorrow morning, you want to talk about fun. There's a multitude of fun coming tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. There's a parade downtown. Come join us.
Hey, there you go. If you're traveling for the game, yeah. Tim Forbes, who's going to win, East or West?
Oh, go East.
You're an Eastern guy. There you go. All right. All right. Well, thanks so much for dropping into our studios. This was a nice surprise this morning. Quick break here on Montana Talks. We'll get into the big news of the day. And we'll talk about what you want to talk about. You can call in right now, 406-294-0970.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had a phrase for it. Vote no, take the dough. Pelosi accused Republicans of voting against various Democratic legislative initiatives, especially the massive infrastructure bill. But then these same Republicans would tout the benefits of those projects in their home states or districts. Only 13 House Republicans voted for the 2021 law to fund roads, rails, and bridges. It was a deal shaped in large part by Senate negotiators whom conservatives mistrust. Some face criticism from former President Trump, Many opposed the bill simply because they did not want to award President Biden a win. But now many of those Republicans salute the very programs they opposed. Republican South Carolina Representative Nancy Mace called the bill a socialist wish list, yet she applauded a $26 million federal grant for public transit in her district. Republican California Congresswoman Michelle Steele embraced $8.3 million in a funding allocation for dredging of the Newport Harbor, yet she opposed the bill too. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I tell you what, Harriet Hageman hammered the climate alarmist activists on Capitol Hill yesterday. That was on the House side, of course, of Capitol Hill. Harriet Hageman is the great Wyoming congresswoman. She's the one who defeated Liz Cheney. And I tell you what, she's been standing up for our interests here in the West for decades now. Fighting the fight on behalf of agriculture, oil, gas, coal, timber, public access, you name it. And she's continuing that fight. But, man, she really went after these climate alarmist activist groups yesterday. And she straight up called them evil. She said, you are evil. What you are trying to do to this country, what you the harm that you will cause as a result of your policies that you are advocating, it is straight up evil. She called it for what it is. And so anyway, I want to play a little bit of that back and forth for you. I'm going to save that for the 9 o'clock hour of this show. And then in similar fashion, it was a bad day on Capitol Hill, not just for the climate alarmist activist groups, but it was a bad day on Capitol Hill on the Senate side of the Hill yesterday for Tracy Stone Manning. She is the eco-terrorist who is in charge of the Bureau of Land Management. She is the one, you know, the radical, environmental activist who we found out lied to federal investigators about her role in that eco-terrorism case in Missoula back in the 1990s. And she had lied about it for decades. She had, liberal Senator John Tester and the Democrat Party and the fake news media here in Montana protected her and covered for her. And so that story didn't come out until she was nominated to be the head of the Bureau of Land Management. And yet, even though she lied to federal investigators about her role in this eco-terrorism case, her nomination still went forward, thanks to Joe Biden and John Tester. And we've seen what she's doing now, right? She's giving special perks to her buddies at the American Prairie Reserve over Montana farmers and ranchers. She is a part of basically this globalist agenda, this radical environmental agenda, to throw you off the land and put it under the control of her liberal elite buddies. So, but it was a bad day for Josh Hawley. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley called her out. Montana Senator Steve Daines called her out as well. So we'll have that coverage coming for you later on in the 9 o'clock hour of this show. First, some good news, though. What about Donald J. Trump? President Donald J. Trump, first off, happy birthday to President Trump. Today is President Trump's birthday. It's also Flag Day. It's also the Army's birthday as well. President Trump, man, what a welcome that he received back on Capitol Hill. I mean, you could just see the optimism and the enthusiasm, even from Trump's former critics, like Mitch McConnell. I mean, you could just tell that just the reappearance of Donald J. Trump is a sign that America isn't finished yet. No matter how bad things are getting right now, with the invasion on our southern border. We're on the brink of World War III because of Joe Biden and John Tester. Inflation is out of control. Price of everything is going crazy. But Donald J. Trump showing back up on Capitol Hill, I think, was a boost of optimism, a boost of enthusiasm that I imagine our elected officials back in Washington needed to see. They needed some wind in their sails, given the battering that our country has taken in the last 3 years. Aisha Hosni had a great report for Fox News showcasing President Trump's whirlwind tour of Washington, uniting the Republican Party.
Great meeting. There's tremendous unity in the Republican Party.
After his whirlwind tour of Washington, talking business, policy, campaigns, and burying the hatchet with GOP leader Mitch McConnell, Trump spoke exclusively to Fox about it all and gave us a hint about his VP pick.
A lot of folks surrounding you, some of them are on the short list for VP.
Yeah.
Was your pick for VP in that room with you?
Probably, yeah. Probably. I don't want to go, but probably. I think we'll probably announce it during the convention.
Do you know who your VP is?
I have sort of a pretty good idea. Look, we have some really talented people. I have a pretty good idea.
Trump also made news today by throwing his support behind former Maryland governor and Senate candidate Larry Hogan, despite his own campaign and the RNC slamming Hogan for telling Americans to respect Trump's New York verdict.
Are you going to support Larry Hogan to win that Senate seat?
Yeah, I'd like to see him win. I think he has a good chance to win. I would like to see him win.
So you're endorsing him?
Well, nobody's asked me that, but essentially I would be endorsing him, yeah.
But Hogan's camp shot back today, saying Governor Hogan has been clear. He is not supporting Donald Trump, just as he didn't in 2016 and 2020. Trump also commented on the Hunter Biden conviction and whether or not President Biden should pardon his son or commute the sentence.
Well, I can say a lot of things that Hunter did were already killed by the statute of limitations. So in that regard, they've already benefited. As you know,
you're a father, though. Yeah. You understand what it means to be a father. What would you do in that situation?
Well, I think it's a very serious thing. I understand that whole subject. I understand it pretty well because I've had it. People have it in their family. It's a very tough thing. It's a very tough situation for a father. It's a very tough situation for a brother or sister. And it goes on, and it's not stopping, whether it's alcohol or drugs or whatever it may be. It's a tough thing, and so that's a tough... It's a tough moment for their family. It's a tough moment for any family involved in that.
Yeah, showing quite a bit of empathy there, Shannon. But he doesn't go as far as to say whether he would pardon his own son if he were in that similar situation. Trump also addressed those comments he made about the RNC host city, Milwaukee.
All right. Yeah, you probably heard the fake news media running with yet another fake news conspiracy theory story that always ends up getting debunked, right? How many times does CNN, The Washington Post, MSNBC, they run with these fake news hit pieces. And then after the story gets debunked, what do? They run on to the next fake news hit piece story. It's just what happens time and time again. But no, I think several interesting takeaways from President Trump's whirlwind tour of Washington yesterday. Watching the video footage, I don't know if you guys saw it when he was on the Senate side, standing right next to. Literally standing right next to President Trump was Montana's Senator Steve Daines, which, you know, people are, let's be honest, people are placed in certain positions for a reason. There is a reason Senator Steve Daines was standing right next to President Donald J. Trump. I mean, I said this even before some of the national news outlets were speculating on it. We could very well have the first Senate Majority Leader that would replace Mitch McConnell. Of course, we could very well have the first Senate Majority Leader from Montana since Mike Mansfield. Now, Mike Mansfield, of course, very honorable senator, longtime Democrat senator. He had a mining background. He was a military veteran. By the way, he lied about his age so that he could serve his country in the war. And we respect him even more for it. We think that's great. Now, the Democrat Party of the day would, of course, probably probably have nothing to do with a Mike Mansfield. They would be running phony attack ads, attacking him. He lied. Ah! Yeah, so he could serve his country, you jerks. My goodness. But anyway, they would reject a Mike Mansfield. He's a minor. Oh, no, we can't have that. I mean, the Democrat Party today is trying to kill Colstrip. They're trying to kill Butte with their anti-mining, anti-electricity policies. I mean, just like they shut down the Keystone Pipeline and the union jobs that were helping to build the Keystone XL Pipeline, they want to shut down Colstrip 3 and 4, which could eventually shut down Montana Resources, as Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy pointed out in that debate on Sunday morning. And so, but seriously, I don't think a lot of people realize how significant of a shift that would be if Montana's Senator Steve Daines ended up becoming the next Senate Majority Leader and the kind of weight and the power that Montana would then have. And it's just one more reason, frankly, if you were one of these folks that for some reason was still riding the fence on the U.S. Senate race here in Montana. Look, if the invasion on our southern border hasn't been enough to convert you to the Republican Party for, or at least voting for the Republican Senate candidate this November, if the out of control inflation wasn't enough to convert you, if the fact that we're on the brink of World War III wasn't enough to convert you to finally abandon the jersey that you've been wearing for the past few decades and vote for the Republican Senate candidate, well, look, here is another case, is that look at the power that Montana will have. We get Donald Trump back in the White House. He's pro-Montana, as we saw in his first term. And potentially, Steve Daines could be the next Senate Majority Leader. I mean, that would just be huge for the state of Montana. All right. I was kind of wondering, you know, when John Tester was in that debate last Sunday, I was like, what is he doing? He keeps making these weird movements with his mouth. It was like, what is going on with that guy? Why does he keep making these weird faces? I know we've got listeners out there that struggle with something like that. You've got problems with your teeth. You've got, you know, your mouth aches. There's infections, or you've got dentures. And the dentures, let's be honest, they suck, right? You know, they're loose fitting. You can't go to a restaurant and eat what you want to eat because you're worried about them dropping out halfway through. Well, what if you got dental implants? Dental implants that are so tough, so durable, so good looking that you could go out and have a steak dinner, right? You can do that. You can get world-class dentistry right here in Montana. Yellowstone Family Dental has got the latest technology, specialized training. I'm telling you what, they've got an incredible capability. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com. That's MontanaDentalImplants.com. And I'm telling you, if you're struggling with something like dentures, it's going to be a life changer for you.
Refresh your home today at Menards with window images, blinds, and shades. We have everything you need for updating your window treatments. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Save big on window treatments at Menards. Plus, get them cut to width in-store for free. Visit Menards.com and view our entire selection of window treatments today. Plus, the weekly flyer and other great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so yesterday about 8:20 in the morning, I said, hey, where's Frances in Big Fork? And, oh, there she is. I had a great photo sent to me from Bob Heron, the insurance guy there in the Flathead Valley. And he sent me a great photo of Francis in Big Fork there at the Tim Sheehy Tulsi Gabbard rally. And then he sent me a few others later, including a great photo of Tim talking with Francis. Francis is with us. She's on the phone lines right now, and we've got the phone lines open for you as well. 406-294-0970. Francis, great to hear from you. How was the rally yesterday?
It was wonderful. And Tim Sheehy, he's so neat. You know, he came over. I've only met him a couple times in my life. And he knew my name and everything. And he talked. But I told him that his wife is a good warrior, too. Staying home and taking care of four young kids that are, you know. That's a tough job. Ask your wife.
That's right. That's harder than being deployed,
also,
I think.
The one thing that really struck me, what really struck me was that she said, you know, when she was a Democrat, that she did, when she first got in, she did part of the Pledge of Allegiance and stuff, and the Constitution, and the Democrats were mad at her for reading it on the floor. She thought it was a great thing, but they didn't like it. And she said that her husband didn't care much about all this politicking, but he stood behind her. And he said that the one thing he noticed, that the Democrats were always mad and hating and stuff, and the Republicans were always happy. And I think that's right.
Yeah, that's
we
interesting.
We are a happier bunch.
Yeah, it's like Tulsi Gabbard, like, it was fun getting a chance to catch up with her earlier this week. But, you know, we talked about why she left the Democrat Party. But it also would have been interesting in why she first identified as a Democrat and then why it was so eye-opening for her to see firsthand just how radical that party is. Because she got to see, you know, not just close up in person. She got to see behind the curtain. She got to see what they were like behind closed doors, what they truly believe, what they truly, not what their canned press statements given to the media say. And obviously she was just disgusted by what she saw and what that party has become.
Well, and then, you know, when she's in the service, like she was a medic in Afghanistan. Well, you see a lot of stuff and you learn a lot. And you can see how the Democrats, when they're in control, they wanted to control even the guys. They would tell them that they had to call lawyers before they could go shoot somebody. Well, you're dead by then, or they were supposed to chase a car down, you know, that broke through a barrier. They couldn't shoot at the car. They had to call somebody and get permission to do it. But they said to go look in the windows. Well, then they blew themselves up and the guys up too. And that's what happens when you got a Democrat in charge.
Well, I would actually go even a little bit further. I would, you know, because we saw that same stuff happen under the Bush administration too, where it was like, it was like you had to fight these politically correct wars and it was like you had your hands tied behind your back. Now, I would say that part of the reason why was because you had the Democrats back in Washington undermining us every step of the way, second guessing us every step of the way. But we had our hands tied behind our back for almost the entirety of the war on terror. Those of us who served in Iraq and Afghanistan. So I'm glad Tulsi Gabbard talked about that, because that's one of the things that like, you know, these fake phony attacks coming from John Tester against Tim Sheehy. Yeah, that's what they don't get. People like John Tester, he should know better. But John Tester was a part of this Washington, D.C. regime that they were sitting back in Washington, D.C., you know, living it up, going to fancy restaurants, having lobbyists pay for all of his fancy, you know, bistro cacao, fancy meals, while guys like Tim Sheehy and gals like Tulsi Gabbard were out there in the fight with their hands tied behind their backs, wondering if they made the decision to protect themselves or the men and women on their left and right, if they might be targeted and prosecuted by their own government for making the right decision in a combat zone. And yet, meanwhile, you have these Washington fat cats like John Tester sitting back there ready to throw you under the bus in a heartbeat. That's why I get so irritated by these attacks by John Tester and the fake news media against Tim Sheehy's military service, because it's a reminder of the way these people undermined us every step of the way in the war on terror.
Yeah, and they didn't care if you got killed. you know, that was not a big deal. Or if you lose your legs, like your one of your friends, you know, they didn't care. They have turned heartless. I don't know what happened to the Democrat Party. I knew my folks were Democrat, but they never hated everybody.
Well, I think there's obviously still some good ones out there. There's still good people that vote for the Democrat Party because they still think it's the Democrat Party of unions and working class, and it's not. I mean, they're targeting union jobs right now, but John Tester, if John Tester had an ounce of respect for our veterans, why couldn't he thank Tim Sheehy for his service? Why couldn't he thank Carmen Sheehy for her service? Yeah, not only is she a warrior raising four kids, she's also a warrior who served in the Marine Corps herself. I don't know if Tim Sheehy told the story yesterday, but he's been the deployed warrior, but he's also been the warrior back at home while his wife was deployed or gone on training missions or training exercises as well. So they've seen the sacrifice on both fronts, both as the deployed warrior and the family warrior back home. And that's something that John Tester obviously doesn't know the first thing about, or he would show a little bit more respect. He would show a little bit more class, a little bit more dignity. The big guy would be a bigger man, right? But he can't be the bigger man, because he's a Washington fat cat, number one recipient of lobbyist cash, over $1.2 million in fancy Washington, D.C. restaurants. He is a Washington fat cat who is desperate to save the job that somehow has made him a multimillionaire. Somehow he's gotten wealthier while being in the United States Senate, while he undermines agriculture back home in Montana, while he undermines oil, gas, coal, American energy on every front. Francis, great to hear from you. Phone lines are open, 406-294-0970. If you want to jump in on the conversation here as well. Tulsi Gabbard, let's see, one of the things she had to say at one of the rallies yesterday. Tulsi Gabbard, a former Democrat member of Congress, a former Democrat presidential candidate, a fellow Iraq War veteran. Tulsi Gabbard said this, quote, "Democrats will spend hundreds of millions of dollars to try to get John Tester reelected. They are doing all they can to take away our freedom and to silence our voices. I hope you take heart in knowing that the reason they are doing this is because they are actually afraid of us, a free people living in a free society, making our own decisions for ourselves." Gabbard, again, a former Democrat member of Congress, also criticized Tester for voting for Biden's Democrat elite agenda 95% of the time, including by refusing to take a stand against President Biden's destruction of Title IX, allowing biological boys to compete in girls' sports. She said, quote, "President Biden just destroyed over 50 years of equality and fairness for women and girls in sports with the stroke of a pen." Did John Tester say anything about that? Is he standing up for our daughters and our sisters? No. That's the difference between a coward and a leader with courage. She says, "We need courageous leaders for truth who are motivated by love of country and who will always put you and our country first. That man is Tim Sheehy." And Tulsi Gabbard says she looks forward to doing all she can to get him elected to the U.S. Senate. By the way, speaking of Title IX, a big victory yesterday. Big victory yesterday. Attorney General Austin Knutson, the best AG in the country, Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson, issued a statement after a federal judge in Louisiana ordered a halt to Joe Biden's Title IX destruction. Attorney General Austin Knutson calling it a big win for women's rights. "This decision will keep young women and girls protected from dangerous situations, just as Title IX has done for decades." So, thankfully, we've got AGs like Austin Knutson standing up for women and girls, because John Tester sure isn't. He's standing up for the men who want to watch the girls in the locker room.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I just watch this president, and all I feel is a sense of embarrassment for the country. It's really sad and really unnecessary. Photo shows Joe Biden sniffing the hair of Italy's prime minister. You know, this has gotten precipitously, dramatically, and obviously worse. He's in a perpetual state of confusion. That was on full display on this G7 trip. He displayed it also in Normandy when he was in France. And Washington insiders reporting that the president is really performing poorly in meetings. And this cognitive impairment is getting worse and worse and worse. And what are the Democrats going to do? They just had a poll come out that shows that Kamala Harris, her approval rating is lower than Joe Biden's.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
War, inflation, and recession. Did you know that experts call gold the everything hedge? Gold goes far beyond hedging against inflation or the stock market. It can potentially even guard you against today's wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. Not to mention the great economic danger of a recession coming, which is what we're all worried about. And that's why gold just hit another record high. And central banks, they just keep buying gold at a record pace. It's Linda here. Join me and thousands of people who have called GoldCo the number one rated gold company. It's time you diversify your money with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Today, GoldCo is offering our listeners up to 8 years in free IRA fees, plus up to 8% in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, free bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D. Do it today. You can't wait.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Reminisce Angus Ranch in Dillon.
What a week. Tulsi Gabbard, Riley Gaines, Coach Barb Ehart, all joining us on Montana Talks after this big Take Back Title IX rally in Whitefish on Monday. And, of course, Tulsi Gabbard hosting rallies alongside Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy on Thursday. What are we going to talk about on Friday's Montana Talks? Freedom Friday. Well, why don't you tell us? Because you get the freedom to call.
It's easy to create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. With multiple finishes to choose from, you'll be sure to find a style that fits perfect for you. Clearview Cabinetry offers features like soft closed doors and drawers as standard and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Explore Clearview's cabinet options and start designing today in store or on Menards.com, where you can find more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at
Canon Real Valley. Message and data rates may apply.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, we are going to have the phone lines open in the 9 o'clock hour of the show as well. And I think one of the folks who's going to call in is Superintendent of Public Instruction Elsie Arntzen. She wants to weigh in, give reaction to this big news as this federal judge blocked Joe Biden's Title IX changes that would threaten women and girls. A judge put a halt to that at the request of Attorney General Austin Knutson and others. Definitely want to hear what Elsie has to say about that. So she'll probably call in the 9 o'clock hour. I've got a statement that just came in from Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke as well. So I'll share that with you probably later on in the 9 o'clock hour. Let's get right back into the phone lines here. 294-0970, Jeff in Polson. Great to hear from you.
Hey, happy Flag Day on Freedom Friday.
Hey, you as well, yeah.
Yeah, I called in to talk about the Fat Cat Flat Top. I think that's a new moniker for John Tester. If you could, you know, that standard picture of the pig at the pork trough of a congressman or a senator, I think if you just put his face on the face of that pig, it would just be completely appropriate.
Yeah, you know, I think 17 years ago, you know, the fact that he was a bigger guy, it was kind of endearing, right? But now, like, it's just like, it's just a symbol of government largesse, and the fact that he's the number one in lobbyist cash, and that he's just a Washington fat cat who will lie and say and do anything to stay in power.
Exactly. And one thing he has done, too, and you kind of alluded to it when you talked about Tulsi Gabbard and her condemnation of Title IX, John Tester voted for Ketanji Brown Jackson as Supreme Court Justice. And that's a justice who could not even give a definition of what a woman is. She just kind of laughed and said, you know, she's not a biologist, so she can't make a declaration on that. And he believed that bovine scat and voted for her to make her a Supreme Court justice. And where is the justice in that, John Tester?
Every one of the anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment Supreme Court justices have had the support of the flip-flop flat top, or what'd you call them there? The fat cat flat top there. Yeah, no. And then now what's he doing? He's raising money with the anti-gun control group, the Brady campaign. But boy, he'll come back here and tell you he supports your gun rights and he supports your Second Amendment rights. The guy is a phony. You can't believe any word coming out of his mouth. Jeff, great to hear from you. Paul in Bozeman, were you at the rally yesterday?
Yes, I was, and what a rally! Standing room only. Rockin' TJ Ranch got a wonderful facility, and it was chock full.
I was going to say we got about a minute or so to go. Yeah, what do you want to share?
Well, Tim and Tulsi gave wonderful speeches. I think most of us in the crowd had a lump in our throat hearing what we heard from them. They could teach everybody in this country what America's supposed to be.
That's right. And was it because of the service and the sacrifice? Is that what came through? Because they've both seen it. They've been there. They've done that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it was pretty clear. And they don't stand there and give us fiction. They give us facts.
Mm-hmm. They represent, you know, back when we had real leadership in America, right? They represent, yes. I think, you know, when these World War II veterans stepped up to serve their country. And that's why I'm so pleased to see people like Tim Sheehy and like Tulsi Gabbard stepping up to serve this country. Leaders that actually know what service and sacrifice looks like, it means something to them, and you can feel it. All right, Paul, thanks.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.